Morning, Rick. Hey, this is a new experience. I don't think we've ever been here together
it's been a while.
On this program. And
I got to get used to which buttons I'm pushing
that's
here.
Right. Okay. That's right. So anyway, we want to welcome Dee Briles and Scotty McDuff, and we're going to talk about actually a variety of services that they provide. We want to talk first with Scotty McDuff because he's sort of the beginner of all of this project.
Okay, Levon. What did you want to know there?
Well, tell us how all of this got started, Table of Mercy Breakfast Club.
Well, I was praying about it, and I was thinking about being homeless. My grandma did it when we was kids, and went to Omaha one day, and I just started looking around, and the Lord answered prayers, and within a couple hours, I met a man on the street, and he says, well, would you like to serve over here? And we went and started serving over at the day house at the CNN. And then Dee and Mel came on board, we just hit it off together, and we do it every week, and we haven't missed a Friday yet.
Okay, what happens at breakfast? You know, what do you serve? Where do people come? Where do you serve this?
We do it outside at the day house. They have one meal over there. It's across the street at the church, and it's a sandwich and a drink and a fruit. And that's all most of them live on. And we go in there, and they become really good friends of us. And we love doing it. I'm planning on doing it till I die. And I told Mel that. And Mel says, well, you need a partner. So every once in a while, I ask Mel how he's feeling to make sure.
Just checking in to make sure he's going to be
sure
around.
Make sure he's going to make it next
right,
week.
Right. Yeah. Well, Dee, let's talk a little more about, you know, what's your part of the breakfast?
Well, basically, when Scotty invited us, he had been there one time serving with two guys at the Sienna Francis House in Omaha, and he asked us to go with him. He started on May 10th of last year, and we started on May 17th, so we're soon to hit our anniversary. And so I think the main thing was that when we got there, Mel said, are you nervous? Because I wasn't used to being around all these guys standing on the street. And I said, no. And we went around the corner, and there were tons of them just waiting for food. And it just broke my heart. And I knew then that I was supposed to be there and that I needed to get closer to them. I needed to get to know them. I needed to hug them. I needed to accept them as a friend. And it's just been wonderful. We just really enjoy it.
Now, Dee, you've talked about the guys. Are there any women who come to get food, come to Breakfast Club?
It's 99% men.
Uh-huh.
Actually, the women live across the street on the other side, where the men stay on this side that we're serving. And once in a while, a few of them will come over. But actually, they're supposed to eat on the other side.
Okay. Scotty, where does all this food come from? You obviously have to have a lot of food.
God has really blessed us. And we've always got donations. We've cut it short a few weeks, and we thought, oh, we're not going to make it the next week. And God's always provided for us. We've never had any problem getting food. And every donation that we take, 100% of it goes to food. We don't take no money for ourselves. It all goes to that. And this ministry, if you're a Catholic, it's a Catholic ministry. If you're Baptist, it's Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, whatever. And the main thing is that you know God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and we have no red lines. Mm-hmm. We just it's a denomination. And in Romans 14:4, it says, I forgot what it said. But anyway, we're whoever. We're a God-based, uh-huh. Christian-based.
Now, Scotty, we've talked mostly about food at this point, but you do provide some other services for people.
We do haircuts, and they love getting the haircuts. And it's really personal with them. And I've turned out some pretty bad ones and some pretty good ones, and I've never had a complaint.
No, probably not. And of course, you have this wonderful shop with all the facilities, right?
No, they stand up. I do those on Wednesdays, and we feed them. And I usually grab a street person to help me, and they do the food or whatever, and uh-huh. I do the haircuts. Uh-huh.
How many people on a kind of average are you serving with the food?
On Wednesdays or Fridays?
Either one.
Fridays, we're doing about anywhere 300 to 400.
Wow. That takes a lot of food.
Yes, it does.
And a lot of work.
And God has provided, though, and we're very thankful for that.
Who prepares all of this food?
Everybody does. It takes 12 to 15 people we usually take with us, and every one of them, they keeps busy. And as far as volunteers come, we've always had volunteers.
Good. That's excellent. Now, the other thing that I know that you are collecting for people and another service you provide are clothes. Dee, tell us a bit about that.
Yes, we have been so blessed by the City of Atlantic and surrounding communities to provide us with all kinds of clothing. We have hauled, I can't even tell you how many loads of clothing, coats and blankets and socks. And speaking of socks, I have to mention the two little gals from Harlan, 18 years old, and the one has a big heart for the homeless. And she had a drive, a sock drive in Harlan, and she collected 1,000 pair in less than a month. And so they came over, and the girls handed them out. And it's just amazing when you stop and think how many people have really joined in. And I think a lot of it's because of Facebook, because Mel, he puts pictures on there and what happened during the day every Friday when we get back. And we've got a man in Red Oak that has just got a heart for this, and he has helped us so much by contacting churches and individuals and businesses to collect for us so that we can afford to feed these people, because it does take a lot.
You bet. I want to talk just a little more about the food, or excuse me, the clothing and the blankets and all that sort of thing. If people want to give those kinds of things, how can they do that?
All they have to do is call. They can call our home number, which is 243-7777. And we will either pick it up or they can drop it off at the Senior Citizen Center, who has been so gracious to set up two drop boxes for us right inside their door. And we pick up there two, maybe three times a week.
Okay. So men's clothing, children's clothing, women's clothing, blankets,
all shoes.
Shoes, really important.
Oh, okay. We have guys asking, do you have this size? Do you have this size?
And Dee, you need to set up a little shoe shop there, a little.
Yeah.
So all on the racks.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And what about toys? Can you take toys?
When we get toys, we usually take those down to West Central, where there are more children, because we rarely have children come through, which we're very thankful for. Because that's really heartbreaking to see a child that's in a homeless family.
And mentioning West Central, I think that's another thing we need to mention, is that you do start with opportunities here in Atlantic. And so
yes,
West Central is one of your...
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I need to mention is that Salvation Army has blessed us with their toiletries. So, I mean, it's like pay it forward all the way around. It's just a pay it forward game.
So that's another item that you could use, I'm assuming, like wrapped bars of soap or, things.
Right,
that obviously,
Yeah. The guys are always wanting deodorant. They're wanting shavers. That's one of the first things they go to. We take a suitcase full of toiletries, and they're digging through there, do you have this? Do you have that? But I'm glad they feel comfortable enough to ask.
Right, okay. So, Scotty, the next thing we want to talk about is because you need funds. we haven't talked much about Mel Briles, but here he's in the background here. That was his phone that just went off. Scotty, we need to talk about the walk run that's coming up.
Okay. Mel and Jeremy Poor have been putting this together, and it's our first event, and it's a 5K walk run, and it's $25 to be fee. But we got a breakfast Saturday morning. And we're going to be there like 7:30 and then come and eat a full breakfast. And you don't even have to be running. You can just stop by and visit. And
that'll be good news for some people, are not walkers, runners. And so they can just come by, have breakfast, give their donation, so on. Where do they start? Where do they need to meet?
We're going to be at the Shelburg Recreation Area over there. And that walk around that used to be an old gravel pit, I think it was.
Yes.
And but that's where we're having it at. We got Salvation Army coming. And Sienna Francis House, and we're very thankful that we've gotten that area, and we've gained a lot of support.
Okay, so this is a fundraiser,
so that
you can continue to buy food, and hopefully it'll be a nice morning, and people who love to get out and walk and run, or maybe there's some folks who haven't been to the Shelburg Recreation Area. If they haven't been, they need to get out there and see it, because so much work has been done out there, and it's a really lovely, lovely place. So meet there at what time?
Well, the run starts at 9 and it's from like 7:30, 8:30 for the registration.
Okay.
And
for breakfast.
So, yeah, and for breakfast.
Okay. So come, and no matter whether you're going to walk, run, or just visit and find out more about this program, this would be a good way to do that.
Or just come hungry, and we'll feed you.
And we'll feed you. Okay. So you want to be sure, again, that is next Saturday, May 17th, at the Schaumburg Recreation Area. And we want to be sure that people know that everybody is welcome, and a good way to find out more about this. So, Scotty, just in the last minute here, why should people feel like they would like to participate in this Table of Mercy and Sienna Club and Micah House and all of those things?
It's very scriptural, and in the places we go, nobody else really goes to into the camps, and we know quite a few of the camps there, and we've gotten to be really good friends with them when we take them food in and clothing, and we pray with them, and whatever their needs are, we try to make it.
Dee, you and Mel have spent lots of time, lots of gas, lots of miles. Why? What's it worth to you?
Oh, it's worth everything. We got involved, and we're like Scotty. We're into it for whenever, you know, the Lord decides different. But we have so many friends, and all winter we could not serve at Santa Francis because they needed the room for more men to house because of the weather. And so we went to the camps on the river, and by golly, we missed them terribly at Santa Francis. And when we got back, they said, "We missed you guys." Well, we missed you guys, and so it was mutual. And
very good.
We really enjoy it.
Okay, remember to show up at Schaumburg Recreation Area next Saturday, the 17th, starting at 7:30, and get there and see what's going on and give your donation if you'd like. Until next time, here's a thought. Recognize that the potential for miracles is present all the time.